He wasn't afraid of experimenting.
Sure, I'd do anything with you.
I like men like that.
That's right, except no, you know
men
where.
Men give me pleasure.
Not there, though.
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
It's an exit. The Don and Mike Show. Not an entrance. Not a thirst. Not a Thurman. Just a thought.
Not a Thurman of thought?
Yeah. Big mouth don't make a big man.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing, I'm just throwing out Apple Fair.
I apologize for my language.
You really want to grab your audience, you make an obscure On Golden Pond reference.
How does it taste?
Fine, Judge Alito.
If you really knew them, you'd hate them. Don and Mike.
You are a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
Thank you. As long as you're on the web, Buzz, please go to donandmikewebsite.com.
All right.
We have three pictures for you up there today. If you click on today's steaming log, which is 1-12-06.
Daily logs.
The first is People Magazine or Star, whatever. Angelina Jolie's pregnant. So you see the picture of her there.
Uh-huh. I think People gets the credit for that, right? That they were a little ahead of the curve as far as identifying her paunch.
Scroll down now and show Mike the second picture. We have two great candidates of Paris Hilton at a party. The first is Paris Hilton at a cocktail party, and she's spilled her drink, and she's bending over to pick it up.
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy that's trying to keep her boob from falling out of her dress.
And it looks like he's copping a feel.
Yes. Now, if you'll scroll down even further, here's Paris coming out of the ocean, and apparently she has some sand.
Yeah.
By her daisy.
It is a move that has probably been made by anyone who has ever worn a bathing suit. However, the paparazzi catching it at this particular time.
She's just diving in and getting a handful of sand that's got like hair in it.
She goes from being thin to being waif-like, and right. I think she's on the waif-like end of things right now.
But who hasn't gone to the shore and dug for crabs?
those are the pictures on our website today.
Very good.
Best one is of Paris Hilton digging the sand out of her bikini.
She's
underpants.
Basically it's a picture of Paris Hilton between the sand dunes.
Mike, I did want to ask you.
Yes.
Please don't get mad at me.
What?
How was your candy?
It was good.
Okay.
What kind? Two.
That's the brand name Two.
Oh. No, I got a Snickers bar and I got some Dots.
Uh-huh. Here's the thing. First off, you told me a long time ago that that you wanted some help. And second,
I'm having trouble with the first week back, getting back into a rhythm here with
the
diet plan.
I was out of the studio for like almost the whole break.
Yeah.
You were out of the studio for the whole break. Mm-hmm. Now I see you doing the thing.
Well,
trying
I got
to
dots on my teeth.
Getting the dots out of your teeth. But here's your tragic flaw.
That also would be a good dirty look, though, wouldn't it, if I was looking at you?
Yeah.
Man.
The tragic flaw you make is you come right back in the studio, and I'm standing here, and you say real loud, "Well, I got two candy bars."
Well, I was telling Rob that I was upstairs. I never go upstairs anymore. And there are all these people in the conference room sitting in front of laptops. It looked like a weird scene out of The Matrix. There are these nerd young people that are staring into laptops, and I have no earthly idea what they're doing up there.
That's Jeff Hedges' new Manchurian candidate program.
they're up there. I really, you know what? For whatever reason, this might be completely out of line. For some reason, it concerns me.
Uh-huh.
It really does. Right. I don't know why, but it concerned me.
They're the young Nazis, the young Republicans.
They're the auditors. Oh. They're the bean counters.
Oh, we're screwed now.
What are they auditing?
I don't know. I guess they're trying to see how much money the new lineup is going to generate.
Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Good, Joe.
It was worth it.
Joe also went on the web and found the guy from Crabchester was correct. Super Bowl XXVI MVP and two-time Pro Bowler Mark Rippon has signed a one-game contract with the Rochester Raiders to play in an April home game during the team's inaugural Arena League season.
That's great.
We got to get Rip on the air to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Rip gives us instant credibility.
Street cred.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right.
His arm's as good as it ever was. He wants to get in the gym and get into better shape. Mark's appearance will benefit two charities, which is always good news. Rip's salary is being donated to charity. So,
that's
yeah,
nice. He's a good guy. Always has been a good guy.
We'll get behind him on that one and give him a hand.
The excitement is so great you could cut it with a knife.
Now, here we go with some tapes. Now,
I just got it, too.
Yeah, no, Buzz took his funny pills today.
He did indeed.
Buzz's funny buttons out of 10 today.
Mm-hmm.
The tapes that we have, we still have never really devoted the full amount of time that we have to this man.
We are right at 1 minute. Stand by, Dick. You, of course, are going to get the honors. We are inside a minute.
We really have not given Dick Clark the analysis that he deserves.
Right.
Year. And they are so excited. You can hear the energy, the voices, the cheer.
Well, that's too much Ryan Seacrest.
Well, but this is, it's an enormously significant part of the Dick Clark spiel.
Oh, is it really?
Because he, the countdown was what they were kicking it to him for the countdown.
And it's the moment.
And it's the moment.
That's right.
Well, he has trouble.
But we've never really played the whole thing, so here we go.
Legend. There we go now. Look her up. Oh. All right. There it goes. Down she goes. 50, 40, 30, 12, 8, 7, 6.
Did you get the significance of that?
He just
he went from 12 to
15, 8. 15, 14, 12, 8.
He got it. It got messed up.
Back it up a little bit. Hold on a second.
Down she goes. 50, 40, 13, 12, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy 2006.
Oh, God.
He made it past the stroke of midnight. And, you know, I know I speak for...
Stroke of midnight. I get it. I get it. Buzz, I get you.
I know I speak for a lot of people that went to sleep bummed out after that because
it's going great. And as usual, it was a big night at Times Square.
It was really weird too because after the stroke of midnight, of course, they do like a minute of applause and music.
Right.
And one of the shots of Dick was Dick and his wife kissing.
Right.
But it really sort of smacked of CPR.
Yeah. I think I bailed. I think I bailed after that. I was so overwhelmed with looking at Dick. It was just and everybody said the same thing about this.
Said,
this is what people, you know, unfortunately, this is what people are going to remember.
It looked like he was being resuscitated by Jeannie Kasem.
Give me a second here, guys, because, oh, I know what I want to get to. Not only do we have all the Dick Clark tapes that we have not fully analyzed,
right.
We've not even mentioned Regis's lame New Year's Eve show.
No.
Now, just to play you a brief snippet of this, we'll have to play all these tapes on tomorrow's show because the freshness date is going to be gone.
Yeah,
it's like kids on milk cartons. but Regis is on Fox with Jillian Barbary and with his wife, Joy.
Uh-huh.
And they keep promoting throughout the New Year's show on Fox that Regis will have as his special guest. Guest Donald Trump.
Right,
right.
Imagine the surprise when Donald Trump is on the telephone from Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I know another glamorous celebration that's happening right now in Palm Beach at Donald Trump's fabulous estate, Mar-a-Lago. Donald, I know you're going to have trouble hearing me, but how are you?
Well, first of all, I hear you fine, and Happy New Year, Regis. You're the best.
Happy New Year to you, Donald. What's Mar-a-Lago doing tonight?
Well, we have about 700 people.
So they've got just Donald Trump's little head in the in the corner of the screen.
Right.
And Regis is on the phone with him.
Coming up, we've got, well, a great lineup. John O'Hurley, a performance by Nick Cannon, Carrie Underwood, my buddy Donald Trump will be here, and Lou Holtz, too.
See, Donald Trump will not be there.
No, he's calling. He's making a phone call.
All I got to do is answer my trivia question right here. And they get the seats. Something special that we have in store for them tonight as well. Come on in, sir. Jillian found this gentleman down there in the crowd. Happy New Year. Who are you?
Tony San Giacomo.
Where are you from, Tony?
New Jersey.
All right, boy, listen. We're going to ask you a question, okay? A lot riding on this.
Well,
you ready, Tony?
Yes.
After 26 years as Pope, John Paul II passed away this year.
That's right, Regis.
Now I'm laughing.
You're the winner.
Is Regis sick? He sounds like he's got a stuffy nose.
No, what I believe that is a combination of being 105, which he is, but also the outside cold air voice where everybody tends to slur. Right.
And you got to see this parade of losers that comes up for the trivia because these are all people that have been standing in Times Square for 12 hours.
Well, then fine.
Okay, here we go. Back to Regis on New Year's Eve.
Was replaced by Pope Benedict the 16th. Was the new pope born in Poland, Italy, Germany, or Austria? The new pope,
Gelman
where was he born?
Together.
Poland, Italy, Germany, or Austria? Pope Benedict XVI.
Final answer.
Poland?
No, the answer is Germany. Maybe you're thinking of John Paul. Sorry, sorry, Tony.
Sorry, moron.
Okay, happy New
Get
Year
off
to
my
you.
Stage.
Well, we have a gift for him for playing along. Nice guy. Next contestant, come on in, sweetheart.
Joy has a favor
Hi,
for you.
Hi, who are you?
Natalie Rizzuto.
Where are you from, Natalie?
York, Pennsylvania.
York, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Oh, the old Bob Hoffman hometown.
Yeah.
How you feeling? Good?
Wait, hold on. Right, wait a minute. What? What was that reference?
The old hospital tent.
What? Who was he referring
Again,
to?
I have no
he
idea.
Was referencing someone. I have no idea.
I'm just pointing out, I'm highlighting the fact that these are tapes that we must discuss.
Right.
We must now put under the telestrator.
Right.
We got to do it. Well, not on today's show, Buzz, but at some point we've got to do this.
The old Bob Hoffman place.
Where are you from, Natalie?
York, Pennsylvania.
York, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Oh, the old Bob Hoffman hometown.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Hometown.
Good?
Cold?
All right, fine. Cold, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a nice question for you here. You ready?
Yeah.
Which television show won the Emmy this past year for best sitcom? Arrested Development, Desperate Housewives, Everybody Loves Raymond, or Will and Grace? Best sitcom Emmy. Will and Grace, Everybody Loves Raymond,
Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's over.
It's a sitcom. Desperate Housewives.
Two losers in a row.
It's a sitcom. Although some nights it is. Hey, thanks a lot. Next, we got to keep going here.
Okay. All right. So
he's now, got his nitro under his tongue.
Let me just say, at some point on tomorrow's show, we will devote an entire segment. We have 27 cuts of Regis.
Right.
And 23 cuts of Dick.
Right. Yep.
And we will. No, we got to hear this?
Well, I mean, it's. I love it.
Here in New York. Ready for the question?
Ready.
The queen of daytime television, Oprah Winfrey, is one of the producers of what current Broadway show? Hairspray, Sweet Charity, The Color Purple, or Wicked? Oprah Winfrey producing one of those shows. Hairspray, Sweet Charity, The Color Purple, Wicked.
See, The Color Purple.
Color Purple is right. Congratulations, my man. Yeah. You win. And just so you can see how you're going to travel in style, here's how. You gotta watch the
sound like him.
Times Square ball drop. Yeah, in style. Okay? Congratulations. Let's go down to Jillian. Jillian, we got a winner.
What do you think he said to Joy after they came in after that? What an incredible pain in the ass.
You're right. It doesn't even sound like Regis.
No.
Keep my energy level up because I'm talking to the kids, not the old housewives that normally stand by on it.
All right, so please make a mental note that tomorrow we must listen to all of the Dick Clark tapes and all of the Regis tapes.
Why didn't they let me sing Pennies from Heaven?
Now, here's more tapes that we have to listen to on tomorrow's show.
All right.
Oh, I don't have the time to... Jesus, one CD at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Stern with Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got those tapes. We will do our riff on that tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
Also, there's a website that I've been going to, backwardssongs.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I downloaded, I don't know, maybe 20 different songs that allegedly have backwards lyrics in them.
Now, these are songs that if you play them backwards, they actually say words, right?
Right.
And there's the expert that analyzes these.
Yeah, and I'd like to, it takes 10 or 15 minutes in a show when we have a little more time to listen to all of these. For instance, here's the Hotel California, the Eagles.
Yes.
The quote, the line in the song is, "In the middle of the night, just to hear them say," here's the original by the Eagles. Okay.
Right.
Want to hear that again?
Yeah.
Everybody's heard that.
Yep.
In the middle of the night, just to hear them say. Now, if you take it and you play it backwards,
yes,
it sounds like Don Henley is singing, "Satan, he hears this. He had me believe." Here's the same song by the Eagles. This is not one of our stupid gags.
No.
Backwards.
Oh, that's what I got.
Buzz.
We've had that guy on before. I don't hear any of that.
Now, did you hear it really?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Here's
Ron, it's Satan. Of course you hear it.
Here's the original again now.
It speaks to you.
And then here's the part where he's allegedly...
And what's it supposed to say again,
Don? He's allegedly singing, "Satan, he hears this. He had me believe." Now, if you think about it again, Satan, he hears this.
I'm looking at Rob, who's the only one able to interpret this.
Satan, he hears this. He had me believe. Oh, you want to hear one more?
I want to hear I Buried Paul.
Hold on a sec. I got that one somewhere. Here is Brittany from Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Okay.
The line that says, With you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Here,
one more time.
All right.
With you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah, but what's she really saying?
When you play it backwards, she appears to sing, and I quote, "Sleep with me. I'm not too young."
Okay. Hear that one loud and clear.
Yeah,
can we hear that one? Can we hear that one again?
Sleep with me, I'm not too young.
Sleep with me, I'm not too young.
You hear what you want to hear.
Okay. You know what this is like?
A Rorschach test.
No, this is like when you're on the boardwalk and they have that picture that you're supposed to stare at.
Uh-huh.
And if you stare at it long enough, you see something like a whale coming out of the ocean. But if you take your eyes off it for 1 second,
it vanishes. It's very interesting.
Let me hear the Britney one more time. Hold it.
Did you hear it?
I heard it the first time, and then the second time I did not.
Okay.
Here's the real song. Okay, and then here's where she says, "Sleep with me, I'm not too young." Uh-huh. Anyway, I've only got 20 of these.
And there's a guy on this website that analyzes these all day long.
Yes. And let's do just one more. This is from Another One Bites the Dust.
Okay.
Okay. Another One Bites the Dust. 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 Oh, hold on. That's backwards.
Sure is.
Let me give you the front words. Front words. Queen. Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust. Another One Bites the Dust. Ow! Another One Bites the Dust. Hey, hey! Another One Bites the Dust. Hey!
Now, backwards. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana.
Okay.
Yep. I'm convinced.
That's the funniest one yet.
Okay.
That's the best. Right there, that is the best.
Again.
Who'd have thunk it?
Front words.
Another one busts the dust. Another one busts the dust. Another one busts the dust. Another one busts the dust.
And then backwards.
Sounds like a toddler saying it.
I just spoke marijuana.
And it also, it's not only fun, it helps you hear the lyrics.
All right. So remind me, please, tomorrow.
Yeah.
We've got to hear all of the Dick Clark tapes. We've got to hear all of the Regis tapes. And we've got to hear all of the backwards songs.
You know what? We'll give you a show.
What's that?
Have Regis music backwards.
Oh.
Man.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Now my ears are bleeding.
Regis' Christmas album.
Jingle bells say, Satan, save me.
And we've got an awful tape, a particularly awful tape of Regis and Joy Philbin singing with Jillian Barbary.
Oh, God.
And Jillian Barbary, who sounds to me like she is the walking, talking acid reflux.
It's pretty amazing.
You ever seen that chick on the JB show on Sunday on Fox?
She never got better all season long with her voice on that show.
And you should have heard her at the end of that holiday or the New Year's Eve thing, because she was screaming for 2 hours.
It's really amazing, her voice. And when she comes in on the Sunday Fox show, it blows me away the condition she's in.
I got a jar of Vapor Rub.
It really, by the end of that show, it was so bad it almost ruined her money shot.
From Regis?
Yes.
Okay.
From
Lou Holtz. We got a break. This is for Joe.
Joe.
Another one busts the dust. Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust.
Joe.
Tracy. No need to watch TV tonight. Just get out the turntable. We're going to have fun.
This is the Don and Mike Show.